Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back. Today is Friday, February 3rd, 2012. My name is Angela Walton-Raji, and this is the African Roots Podcast. Remember, you can always reach me at africanrootspodcast@gmail.com. Well, how are you doing today? I hope you've had a good week. Wow, it is so hard to believe it's February. I can't believe it. Yesterday, I believe it was Groundhog's Day, and I think the groundhog saw a shadow. So what is it, 6 weeks of winter left or something like that before there's a change? But, you know, at least we're halfway through it, at least I'll say that way, and ready to look towards spring. But in the meantime, there are a number of things that are going on. This is, as we know, African American History Month. Lots of things go on, of course, during this month. I'm not going to try and sum up the whole country's worth of activities, but there are lots of things that are taking place. And it's kind of exciting. First of all, before I get started on any kinds of conferences or things. Well, I shouldn't say conferences because I am about to mention a conference. Are you paying attention today and tomorrow? And I hope you got a little bit yesterday to pay attention to what's going on in Utah, Salt Lake City. Wow, 4,000 people are in Salt Lake City right now. Actually, it's more than that, who are attending the Roots Tech Conference. I spent so much time yesterday watching workshops that are unfolding, watching online presentations. They are wonderful. I was excited to see some things. I was looking at one workshop yesterday on how one should look at the clouds, you know, the clouds that I'm referring to, the methods of backing up and storing materials that you have, helping you to organize and helping you to store things, which you'll be able to access from almost any place. But I got some other insights. I was watching that presentation by Josh Taylor of NEHGS, and it's just amazing. If you're not sure on what to do with social media, with a site such as Twitter, pay attention to Thomas McCanty's session on the uses of Twitter and how one can really use a form of live blogging, which is what some social media sites really provide. And hopefully you'll see some things that perhaps you hadn't thought about doing before. There are just so many things that are going on in Salt Lake City. If there are things that you want to learn technically, yesterday there was their first genealogy idol, sort of a parody, I guess, of American Idol, but it was actually very good. There were four contestants, two who were presenting from home, two who were presenting live, and they had to give very, very brief 5 minutes or less presentations on three different topics. One was on technical tips, another was on a serendipitous moment, and a third one, I can't remember, I know it was the favorite technical website. And I learned something from the presenters, just little snips and tidbits and things to say, let me take a look at that. Let me go to that site, or let me use this particular program that I had not used well before. It was certainly time well spent. There are going to be well over a dozen live video streams. As I said, this is today. Go to rootstech.org, that is the conference site, and watch the live video streams. What surprised me, I watched some of them last year a couple of times. It was a little fuzzy, a little staticky. They've got all of the buffering problems resolved, not one breakup. The clarity is amazing. Go and check out the live audio stream. I was just so very, very impressed just to see how sharp the images were, and the audio was great. In fact, I think those of us watching online had better audio than some in the audience. I noticed on a couple of sessions, people had to ask speakers to speak a little bit more loudly, so perhaps their in-the-room mic or audio was not as great as it was online. Anyway, take a look. You know, we need to be abreast of what's going on for so many reasons. And we should not fear technology primarily because, oh my gosh, it's another gadget I don't know how to use. These are tools. These are tools just to make our lives just a little bit more convenient. And we do a lot of things online. So these are things that make what we do just a tad bit better. And you know, as genealogists, we collect a lot of paper, we collect a lot of things, and we need to have different methods of storage. And these are just tools that we can use to do what we do better. Anyway, pay attention to what's going on. Just go to rootstech.org. It is so exciting. I have enjoyed it so much. Major announcement here for those of you who have never looked at Fold 3. Many of us still call it Footnote. I still love the Footnote name, but it's now called Fold 3. Go to their website, fold3.com. They have opened up the Black History Collection for free during the month of February. Take a look. Now you might say, well, what's over there? Do I really want to pay attention? Well, yes, you do. There is a lot that they have in terms of photos, in terms of records. They have records in terms of different periods in time. They have records from the period of enslavement. We're talking slavery era records and documents, items from the Continental Congress, information for those of you who have ties to the West Indies. There are Danish West Indies slave records, records in terms of suppression of the slave trade and colonization. There are letters that were written from the Department of State involving slavery. The Amistad Federal court records. There are the Supreme Court records when the Amistad went to the Supreme Court. Records from the American Colonization Society. Those of you who research the District of Columbia, there are the emancipation of slaves in the District of Columbia and the court slave records. And of course, South Carolina. You can't not mention the collection that they have on the estate inventories from 1732 to actually the mid-1800s. So 1732 to approximately 1872. So that's, oh gosh, we're spanning more than a century and a half worth of records. Amazing. Estate inventories and bills of sales. So it's very, very important to pay attention to that. Civil War records, it's another part of the Black History Collection. There are also sections on the Reconstruction era, the World Wars, and the Civil Rights Movement. Now, some of them are really gems, things that you won't find in a lot of places. If you click on, for example, the records from World War I, you find some fascinating things. I found a subset of records under a category called Military Intelligence Division. Inside that category were files of regular people, and they were classified as Negro subversion. Who would know? These are lives of people, many of whom were leaders in the community, educators, but individuals who were private citizens were writing letters to Washington saying, you know, pay attention to this person. They're buying an awful lot of newspapers. That's not typically what they do. We need to watch them. These are things that we had no idea were going on people in the community. These are now declassified. They're now there to read. It's fascinating to know what was taking place. Just tons and tons and tons of gems that are there that you may find may enhance what you do, will certainly enhance your knowledge. So, my goodness, you have to pay attention. Go to fold3.com, access their collection. Also, one great thing about the Black History Collection, it will also provide you a link to others who have been working extensively with the records, the Black History records. For example, it'll provide a link to some things that are going on in other sites as well. Low Country Africana, you've got to check them out. It's just amazing some of the things that they have as well. So, you know, pay attention to that. That's just as big a news as Roots Tech is this week. So definitely, by all means, go and take a look. By the way, If you happen to live in South Carolina around the Spartanburg area, you may want to pay attention to the African American Family History Workshop that's going to take place tomorrow. Starting at 8:30, it goes until 2. It's pretty much a pretty rich day, full day, in Duncan, South Carolina at the Spartanburg Community College on East Main Street or Highway 290. You have a chance to hear Linda Dogan and Robin Foster. Many of us know Robin from Saving Stories, and we know her from a lot of things. You might be surprised at the kinds of things that she has been doing online. She's everywhere and very, very savvy in terms of technology and keeping abreast of things. Her presence is everywhere, from Facebook to Twitter to her own blogs. So those of you, if you're in the Spartanburg area, you may enjoy an opportunity to research your family history or learn some of the basic steps. They have a number of classes that they're going to have. One is sort of a how do I get started type of event, and they have presenters that are going to be assisting with that. They also have one is going to be talking about looking really how to capture those special moments in words. People are going to be encouraged to bring an old photo from home. There are going to be sessions on how to really use the resources at the library. And also, those who are involved with family reunions, and you know, many of us plan family reunions, are you organizing it correctly? If so, then you might want to get a few little tips on how to make it better. One session that I know should be a lot of fun, I noticed that Robin is going to be giving a presentation on secrets that are found in the cemeteries. Now, that's a session I'd love to attend because I enjoy going to cemeteries and looking at the history. There's so much richness that's there. And also, there's a lot that's available online for free. And one session that I think is something we don't always think about when we're hunting for our ancestors, we forget that we ourselves are the ancestors of future generations. And one is a session on how to be a better ancestor. In other words, how do we leave those footprints back to details of our lives? And it gives you a lot of things to think about. Anyway, if you have a chance and you're in that geographic community, I do hope that you'll have a chance to go. Coming up next week at the National Archives and Records Administration in Washington, D.C., there's going to be a presentation on finding African American ancestors who served in the American Revolutionary War and how to find those Revolutionary War records. Damani Davis, who's an archivist, is going to really discuss the documents, the appeals, the rejection letters, the applications that one might find from pension files. And he's going to really pay attention to the history that can be found in or among those free men of color who participated in the American Revolution. The lecture, as I said, is going to be next Tuesday at the Pennsylvania Avenue branch, and it's going to take place at 11 a.m. The session is going to take place or be repeated the next day, the following day at 11, at the National Archives in College Park, also at 11. So you may want to have a chance to catch that session if you don't have an opportunity. The final session, well, not the final session, but another session taking place at the National Archives in College Park, also known as Archives 2, is going to be a session on this American Civil War. And of course, you know, the sesquicentennial is still going on. We are going to be celebrating from now until 2015 some kind of sesquicentennial anniversary, whether it's the organization of a particular regiment, the sesquicentennial anniversary date of a particular battle, or of a particular incident that occurred. Well, we're still in it, and this being 2012, well, in 1862, some things of significance did occur. As a part of that, at the National Archives on the following week, on February 14th in the morning, there's going to be a session called Fighting a White Man's War, African Americans in the Civil War. Lopez Matthew, who's going to be talking about Civil War life for African American soldiers from Maryland. And This is also going to be repeated 2 days later on the 16th, also at 10:45. I'm sorry, this is at Archives 2 and not at Pennsylvania Avenue. And so, you know, pay attention. Go to the NARA website, look at their events. But this looks interesting as well, so pay attention. Well, February the 18th seems to be, what's the expression, busting out all over? Well, it is a big day all over the place. There are a lot of things that are taking place in many communities. I guess because it's a Saturday. It's a Saturday that's literally in the middle of the month or in the middle of a short month. Well, wherever you are, you know, see what's going on in your own community as well. I know that in Georgia, around Roswell, Georgia, I believe that is a suburb of Atlanta, mark your calendars for that. Melvin Collier, who's the author actually of 2 books. He is the author of Mississippi to Africa, where he documents his genealogical journey. And he's also the author of 150 Years Later of A Black Family Reunited. And, you know, Melvin's a good writer and Melvin's a good researcher. And I do encourage you, if you have a chance to go and listen to him, you may want to do that. Now, he's speaking at an event that's part of a larger event called Roswell Roots, a Festival of Black History and Culture. And this is going to be, as I said, in Roswell, Georgia, at the Adult Recreation Center on Grimes Road there. It's a presentation that begins promptly at 1 o'clock p.m., but pay attention to that. Further in the Midwest, St. Louis African American History and Genealogy Society is hosting their 3rd annual conference, and that's going to be an all-day event. I'm personally looking forward to it. I am speaking, giving 3 presentations, and I'm quite honored to be giving the keynote in the morning, and we'll also be giving 2 workshops in the afternoon. That is in St. Louis, Missouri, at the Harris Stowe State University campus there. And I'm putting links to all of these events, so if you're in these communities or in these areas, to pay attention to that. But these are items, of course, that I am familiar with that one since I'm speaking there. Also, if you have a chance, if you're down in Virginia in the Newport News area, you may want to go and visit the James Newsom House in Newport News. There's a free event that's going to be looking at hat history. I mentioned that last week. I just wanted to mention it again today. It's a free event, although, of course, donations are always accepted at the James Newsom House. Beautiful. Beautiful home in Newport News. This is free. It goes from 11 to 3. So, oh, and I didn't mention this is being coordinated by Professor Drew, who many of us know as Drusilla Pear. She is the owner of the Find Your Folks blog as well, genealogy blog. So pay attention to that. As I said, the 18th is busting out all over. In Washington, D.C., there's going to be a full day of activities and a full day of African-American genealogy taking place. This is going to be at the Kensington, Maryland Latter-day Saints Family History Center. There are going to be over 11 different presentations in a short period of time between 10 and 12:30, and it's going to end with a keynote address by Margo Williams, who's going to talk about her ancestors and particularly her journey to document the history of Miles Lassiter, a Black Quaker. If you did not have a chance, by the way, last night, Margo Williams was a guest on the Bernice Bennett Blog Talk Radio program. Bernice's program is called Research at the National Archives and Beyond. Well, it was a great opportunity to really realize how much went into her work. She spent years working on this particular ancestral line and documenting this history. Years and years and years before the book actually surfaced. It's been well received in the Quaker community as well. And it's something that she just took an unusual piece of information and was just following this person. He was a free man of color, but there were different things that she had to sort of unturn to really find out a little bit more and find out that extra little tidbit. How was this person manumitted? How was he enslaved, and when? And when did his enslavement end and his freedom begin? Well, it took her on a journey that she didn't expect it to, and she now has a wonderful book to talk about regarding that. And as I said, tune into last night's episode of Bernice Bennett's show, and you'll have a chance to hear part of that. And again, you'll have a chance to hear her at the African American Genealogy Day at the Kensington LDS Center. So I do think that you will enjoy that by all means. At again, after the 18th, 3 days later, the 21st, in College Park, Maryland, there's going to be at Archives 2, there's going to be a presentation on African Americans who were part of the Gettysburg Campaign. And actually, this is in partnership with the Afro-American History Society. And the presenter there is going to be Yolanda Bean, who's going to address how African Americans participated in the Gettysburg Campaign. Also, at the same time, there's going to be a presentation about, no, actually, it's not the same time while that's going on, but the same week. The following day at noon, there's going to be an interesting presentation on recollections of the first black naval officers. And this is going to be focusing on a group of enlisted black men who really arrived at the Great Lakes Naval Training Station in Illinois to train as the first American naval officers on active duty. They became, there were 13 of them. They were referred to often as the Golden 13. They the presenter is Paul Stilwell, and he's going to discuss what some of these officers went through as the first major group of individuals who were trained to become naval officers who were men of color. And it should be a really interesting presentation. There is a book signing that's going to follow the presentation. As I said, it's going to be on the 22nd at noon in the Jefferson Room. So, you know, there are a lot of things that are going on online and in real time. So, by all means, you are encouraged to pay attention, and I urge you all to certainly, you know, just relish the fact that many places are holding these events. And yes, as a researcher and one who researches African American history, for me, every month is Black History Month, but it isn't always for others. So let's just relish the fact that we do have that opportunity to participate in so many things that are going on. So anyway, other things, well, you know, one of the things that I mentioned that I was referring to the event coming up at Spartanburg tomorrow, and one of the sessions, the title caught my eye, and it made me really do a little bit of reflection. And although I've done some of these things on my own, it makes me want to remember to put things in a certain degree of order. And I'm referring to the session called How to Be a Better Ancestor, meaning what are the footprints that you're going to leave for the future generations? And there are so many ways to leave your footprints. And I'm hoping that you will start not just what you're doing already documenting. And I'm hoping, pardon me, I'm hoping that you are keeping your records in meticulous order, whatever your method is, whether you're keeping them in file folders and documenting everything. Hopefully you have documented every single photo in your possession, and that you are storing your data and backing them up to a cloud, and are going to leave instructions on how to get there. But apart from all of that, don't forget you, the person. You also have a lot of things that you carry inside of you. Those of us who research, we are special people. We do hear a voice, an inner voice that makes us want to keep going and find out the answers to questions. You're not just collecting names, and you're not just doing this for self-righteousness. You're doing this for the future and for the next generation. Therefore, some place, and it doesn't have to be a major endeavor, some place, please pick up, and I pick them up all the time. You can get them anywhere from very cheap as a dollar, or even more. Pick up a blank book and start to journal. Start to write down your thoughts. Don't you wish your great-great-grandmother or great-great-grandfather had left a journal for you to read? Why not write a series of letters to the next generation, just telling them what's going on in your life? I was so excited to see something that actually came to my attention from a person, or it was actually is a person that I follow on Twitter, and I saw a tweet that someone had put out, and they were actually directing something that had caught their attention. And I was just really excited to see it because, you know, one of the things that I like to do is learn about the everyday lives of people whom I admire. And, you know, how many people, you know, relish the fact that let's say, what would you think if you heard that W.B. Du Bois, a diary or journal had been found, or if a series of letters from Martin Luther King had been discovered in some ordinary person's trunk. Of course, that sort of thing would, of course, be published probably quickly and would become an immediate bestseller, because we often want to find out those ordinary details of people whom we admire and how we can find those other details to which we can relate. Well, you know what? I wish my ancestors had left journals and diaries and letters for me. I have to piece together sometimes their stories from other types of documents that corroborate one set of records, and I find another document that corroborates that. And then I begin to look at the greater historical context in which the letters or the documents or the depositions were taken and piece together the story that way. But how wonderful if I had received something where I hear their voices. And of course, many times in depositions, you do hear their voices. Well, you know, you can leave those voices, and I'm not saying, you know, pull out the old tape recorder and start to tape. That is a wonderful thing to do. Of course, these days, one should get a digital recorder, but who knows what the technology will be 100 years from now. Leave something, and one thing that I encourage you to do is to write down your thoughts, to write down those journals, write down your journey, your emotions when you find something, and actually document your own everyday life. As I said, I was on Twitter this morning, and I was so excited to see a link where one was talking about the everyday life, life activities, so to speak, of Harriet Tubman. And of course, you know, Harriet Tubman is an icon for many of us. I mean, yes, she's, you know, the queen of abolitionists to a certain degree in terms of her activism and the things that she was involved in terms of going back to Maryland, what, a dozen times, more than that, you know, 15 times, who knows how many times, she made trips back to capture her own family and loved ones. Well, she was also a woman who had a life. She had a husband. She had family. She had siblings. She had nieces. She had nephews. And she had a family life that we often don't think of as being a regular life. And by that, I simply mean, you know, she had to worry about feeding her family. She had to worry about the care of her family. She had to worry about her aging parents. She had so many things that were regular about her as well. And of course, you know, our ancestors become icons to us. I have my favorite ancestors. Well, I have a few favorite ancestors, but I can take anyone from Uncle Cephas to Amanda Young in Tippah County, Mississippi. And these are people whose names I say so much. I say them, I say them, I say them. But yet, I wish I had learned about the ordinary things that they did as well, because all of those are things to cherish. You have that chance of becoming a better ancestor. You have that chance now. You know what you would like to have received. Well, make sure that you're paying it forward to the next generation. The same curiosity that you have right now about your ancestors, your descendants, whether they're direct descendants or collateral descendants. And you know, this is a way, in a sense, of becoming a favorite ancestor. If you're the ancestor who leaves the letters and the journals and the diaries and the photos all documented, wow, you know, your name will be uttered forever, because there will always be someone left to call your name. I'm going to stop right now. I realize how much time has passed by. Wow, I tend to go on a bit. But I do appreciate you for being there, and thank you so much. In the meantime, check out Roots Tech today. Check out the collection on Fold 3. And continue to do what you do. And you know what that is. Keep researching, keep documenting, and always keep sharing what you find. Take care, everyone. Have a great week. Be well. Stay safe. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.